True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens,
and three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson on WEEI.
WEEI Afternoons back here at Fenway Park on a Friday afternoon leading up to Red Sox Yankees. We're in the Ford Clubhouse Fenway Studio, brought to you by your New England Ford dealers and the Ford Summer Sales Event. Hurry in to get great deals now, including on F-Series, official truck of the Red Sox. Joining us now in our Ford Clubhouse studio, Rob Bradford, the man, the myth, the legend. Baseball isn't boring. Bradfo coming in. And of course, as always, Bradfo is presented by McFarland Energy, the heating, cooling, and bioheat delivery pros that Eastern Mass and all of Cape Cod depend on at McFarlandEnergy.com.
Great movie, by the way.
But, McFarland!
By the way, so, Ted, I was telling you the traffic situation.
Yeah.
I'm with you. For all of you people out there, here's my advice to you. Number one, don't cut people. Don't take the lane that you aren't supposed to take and then cut in. I hate that. But in the meantime, while you're sitting there, just yell McFarland. Roll down your window right now and yell McFarland.
McFarland!
Makes everything better. So there you go.
What
there
if a McFarland van cut you off? Would that be okay?
That would be fine. It's an omen that things are about to get better. So there you go.
Okay, speaking of things about to get better and omens, hopefully, how are we feeling about this big series between the Yankees and the Red Sox this weekend?
Science would suggest the Red Sox can beat the Yankees because they've won, 6-7?
I believe so.
They lost the first one to them, and they've won the rest of them. So, but number one, don't sleep on the Yankees. Like, this is one of the things after the Red Sox beat them last time, everyone was like, they stink.
Everybody, nationally too.
Yeah, and all they do is hit home runs. If they don't hit home runs, their bullpen isn't what everyone said it was. No, every team is flawed. They're flawed, but they're still a really good team that can beat anyone just like the Red Sox. So I think that the Red Sox obviously have these guys lined up. So that is something in their favor. Now, we were just looking at the lineup because through the miracle of modern technology, they have the lineup right here in the studio.
Yuck.
And yeah, well, I mean, this isn't what you had at Yankee Stadium last time. And most notably, you don't have Roman Anthony
to hit a bomb.
Yeah, that would help.
Yeah.
Yeah, home runs are good.
Home runs are good.
Home runs are good.
For both teams.
Yeah, so.
Plus, the Yankees had, didn't they have President Trump, like, sizing up Aaron Judge?
Oh, how about that?
He's like, got muscles and whatever.
I love that. I love when, so President Trump goes into the Yankees clubhouse, and he goes, the Red Sox, they asked to come in. What am I going to do? But by the way, they came in and they won 15 straight. So you're crapping on the Red Sox for begging to come in the overall office. And then you're basically saying, okay, you won 15 in a row. But hey, you know what? Maybe that was it. I don't know. We're trying to figure out.
Trump bump? Is there a Trump bump?
I know there's a BIB bump. I don't know about a Trump bump. Yeah.
Trump bump? What if the Yankees get it and go on a roll here?
I mean, again, it's
You seem a little unnerved.
We try to figure out what the right. I'm like Ted. I'm like sitting in traffic all day.
You both have what it is. You're frenetic. You can't calm your body down. I'm a little frenetic-y right now. Yeah.
I was just in the Red Sox clubhouse too. These series are like weird. Like I don't know what the football equivalent is in terms of when you just have everyone descend on you and the clubhouse gets really, really crowded and the field gets crowded and everybody's here. I like the games. I think tonight is going to be awesome. I think the crowd is going to be awesome. A Friday night game already is good. Mm-hmm. Then you integrate the Yankees, a game that means something. But I just want the game to start, is what I'm saying.
Well, what was the energy like in the locker room? Is there a different vibe?
It's not really. No, not really. Yeah, you like to think so, but I think it's more of you're bobbing and weaving your way through more media members.
It's just a bigger game, so there's more people.
It's more people. Okay. And I think that these guys, at this point, they understand that these are big games, but it's another game. Yeah. The season is so long. Yeah. It's just, all right, we show up, we do our work. I talked to Peyton Tolley a little bit, and that's an interesting guy for me. And I came on the show here, and that first day, and
awesome,
awesome. But since then, welcome to the major leagues, right? Yeah. I mean, a couple times it hasn't been so good, but this is the learning experience. And talking to him, you're reminded that despite having the Paul Bunyan image, he's 21 years old.
No, I know. It's crazy.
Right. Yep. And so when you talk to him, you're like, okay, he's still figuring out. He's still wide-eyed.
He's a year younger than Drake May, and he looks like he's 10 years older than Drake May.
Yeah. Yes. And he's already had more success than
Drake. Oh, whoa. What are we doing?
Tell me when he scores, all right? Tell me when he scores.
Not sure the jobs are the same.
They both are responsible for one win as a starter, though, right?
Ooh, there you go. Look at you, the stat truck.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah, go ahead.
You may.
I'm greedy. Get out of the way here.
He's wound up about baseball today.
If you're the Red Sox, what are you losing the most sleep over? Like, because there's a lot of things that kind of springed up for this team. It was, just when they were hitting good, then now we need a fourth starter because Dusty May, blah, blah, blah. What do you think is their biggest concern at this point in the season?
I think that the starting rotation not living up to expectations. And so I can talk about that for a starter. That is a concern. You're rolling out rookies in bullpen games for that for a starter position. That is not ideal. I know that everyone wants to get excited about Conley Early and Peyton Tolley and Kyle Harrison. That's fine. And some of them might hit. But ideally, you would have Merrill Kelly sitting there in that number four spot saying, go get him in the postseason. But that said, you still have to – this is going to be – whether it's Roman Anthony or not, you still have to get those top three guys at their best, Giolito, Bayo, and Crochet. I mean, this is it. This is how this team is built. We talk about – forget about the Trump bump. That's how they got on that win streak, by having good starting pitching. And so I just feel like that is the biggest thing right now. Now, we can look at the lineup and say, well, can they score runs? But every time we say that, they score runs.
They always do.
Yeah, it's always so bizarre.
Right. Yep.
But I think that's the biggest thing. In the big picture, that you have to – all good postseason runs, as you guys know, watching previous postseason runs from the Red Sox, whether it's Beckett, Lester, Schillick, whatever it is, Pedro, you have a couple guys who get on my back, we're going through this, and I'm going to carry you. They need to identify those guys, and those guys probably are at least two of those three guys.
And doesn't that give you a reason to have optimism in this series? Because those are the
pitchers. Yeah, but the point is that you better get that version of them. In other words, I can play devil's advocate and say, well, Crochet before last one wasn't good.
Yep.
You don't know what territory you're entering in terms of his innings. You have Bayo. Fine, but you're almost waiting for the shoe to drop in that situation. He's going deeper in the season. You don't know how that's going to manifest itself. And then Giolito's sort of been up and down lately. I think that they'll be good, and you at least have the capability of them being good. But I think that this is another reason why it was important, not to keep belaboring this, but it was important to say, all right, Merrill Kelly, all right, Shane Bieber, you're our backup plan in case one of these other three guys aren't working out.
And if those guys aren't working out, then it doesn't make Whitlock and Chapman on the back end as relevant, right?
It doesn't help if you're two runs down.
Right, exactly.
And that's another thing, Ted. I mean, we can go through the lineup. We could go through whatever. Chapman, potentially, his velocity's been down a little bit. But the guys leading up to this, they need to find another righty reliever that can pitch in high leverage situations too. So there's a few different things, but it comes back to what we said before about the Yankees. All the American League, I don't want to say it stink, but it's so wide open. It's crazy how wide open. Like, tell me, who is the best team in the American League? Detroit? Dan's ready to go with this one.
No, I heard something on MLB Network. They had three guys, three different answers. It was the Mariners, the Yankees, and the Red Sox that were picked.
By the way, the team with the best record, Detroit wasn't mentioned.
Right. And neither was Toronto.
And there was a time when the Astros looked like they were the best team, you know, a couple months ago.
And everybody wanted to anoint the Mariners after the trade deadline.
Oh,
like everybody wanted to, and then it didn't really come to fruition right away, and it was like, are they as good as they should be?
And so now they're playing well. So which version are you going to get with them? You have the Rangers sitting there, as we talked about. I mean, they're right there. And if the Rangers get in, even without Eovaldi, I'm going to mention Merrill Kelly for the fifth time.
I was going to say, that's a lot.
I don't care. I get a dollar. Someone bet me. But you know, you have him. You have a decent team. You have as good a team as anybody. So, yeah, I mean, there isn't a team that has pulled away, even at this point. What is it, September 12th? Even at this point, it's insane to think that no team is – we ask this question, and you get three different answers. You'd probably get five different answers if you had five people, and the Red Sox would be one of them.
And that's one of the reasons I've said all along that if they can get in the postseason, I kind of feel good about them just because of the Crochet-Chapman idea. Like, you have an ace.
Yeah.
So you could basically win a first game with those two guys, and I know you'll be matched up against another ace in that series, but that gives you a shot. And if you get game one, now you're feeling good. Who knows? Bayo comes out, whatever. So when you have that real ace and that real closer in the postseason, I feel like you have a shot, a puncher's shot.
I know, and I'll give you another one that you should feel good about if you get into the postseason. And I know, I'm not just saying this because he sits in this chair once a week. It's Alex Cora.
You don't have to convince us.
Right, I know.
Why are you laughing about that?
No, I don't know, the way you said it.
We got his back.
But
we get accused of like carrying Alex Cora's water sometimes.
No, you don't. No. You ask good questions.
Go to the Twitch chat or on social media or the text line?
I go to none of those things, yeah.
Well, to be fair, some people are beyond saving because unless you ask, why haven't you been fired yet, they're not going to like
that. That is true. There's a lot of Cora hate.
And let's go back to the Cora's year, right? For the first 2 months, there was a lot of fire Cora.
Yep, a lot of it.
But I will say this, is that we can only give benefit of the doubt based on what you have done in the previous times. And in 2018 and in 2021, he outmanaged the other guy on the other side of the field. Especially in 2018. I mean, that guy was on a heater like I haven't seen a manager. Mm-hmm. It was incredible. So whether it's knowing who to use from the starting rotation in the bullpen, whatever it may be, finding the right platoon. Remember in 2018, people forget, you were platooning third base, first base, and second base. Brock Holt hit for the cycle, the only guy who had ever done it in the postseason, and he sits the next game. Mm. Like Alex Cora has proven himself to be a good postseason manager, so I think that's another check in that Red Sox box.
Well, you don't have to convince me. I was there in 2017 when they brought us home a championship.
All right. You're in Boston.
All right. I got to ask you about Bregman, who was on that team. Alex, not hitting the ball that good. People are talking about his contract. What do you know anything about his future here? And can you explain? And are you worried about him not hitting right now?
Well, it was talking to you guys. I talked to Boris, his agent in Anaheim, and after pulling a hamstring, because you have to lean down to talk to him because he's talking in a pit underneath the ground. But the couple things that I took away now. So Scott Boris, I think, obviously wants Alex Bregman probably to say, "I want you to opt out of this contract." I don't think there's any question. And so he's saying, well, okay, here he kept dropping qualifying offer. And what he's saying is there was a qualifying offer attached to him before. That's why he didn't get the big deal he wanted. It happened with other guys, Matt Chapman and Correa and Snell. And it would happen again if Bregman opted out. So that's one thing he kept repeating. Another thing he kept repeating was, well, the Red Sox have basically, he didn't say this flat out, but gotten over on all these guys, gotten these contracts at affordable rates. They have all this money, so now they can go spend it. Now they could go spend it on Alex Bregman. Okay, fine. All fair points by Alex Bregman's agent. I still think there's a good chance he doesn't opt out because he likes it here. It's still $40 million. It's okay. He can opt out after next year. I also wonder this, is that is Alex Bregman much more valuable to the Boston Red Sox than any other team that he would go to? So he would go to, if he goes in the free agent market, let's play this out. He goes there. They're like, well, okay, you're good. We know what you do in the clubhouse and all this stuff, but look at your second half. You missed 7 weeks. The free agent year for Alex Bregman hasn't been a slam dunk from the outside, but from the inside, can you imagine the Boston Red Sox without Alex Bregman?
No.
I mean, he is undeniably like the perfect fit for this organization in a lot of ways.
I love it. He's not opting out. He is not opting out. He's having a blast here. He is. I think he's at the end of his career. I just see he's come here with this kind of mindset that I'm going to really have fun. I already got my kind of my world championship. I'm going to come here and be a part of a great town.
His wife goes to school here. I mean, it's like maybe 2% of it, but still, who knows?
I think he loves it here. I don't think he's opting out. I don't think, and I think, Bradford, you're right. What you think he's going to get more than $40 million?
Well, the total will be more. Like, it's right. It's going to be more years, well, more total dollars.
He's looking for a year. So what I would say, so when Boris is talking to me, he's talking about how the qualifying offer limited the ability to sign a guy for long term, guy in his 30s long term. Now, I would say this. There were offers for long term. He could have signed with Detroit for a longer term deal. So it wasn't like there wasn't anything out there, but I think that that's what he would be looking
for. Why didn't he?
Well, probably the AAV was higher. AAV was higher with the Red Sox.
Okay.
And the Red Sox basically didn't seal that deal until they finally said, okay, you can have the opt-outs.
Okay.
And I don't know if the Tigers were willing to give the opt-outs, but it's one of these things where I think that, in a perfect world for Alex Bregman, he's going to want to get the long-term deal. He's getting into his 30s. So anytime you get into your 30s, you get a little sheepish about getting that long-term deal. All I know is this. Is there a better opportunity to get the long-term deal this year with what has happened in the second half or potentially next year? Or you can still take time and talk with the Red Sox. If I'm the Red Sox, I absolutely engage with them, which they haven't, by the way.
What's the number? If you're the Red Sox, what's the 5-year deal at X whatever?
I mean, I think so. He's 31 now. I think that you probably have to go 6 years with a high AAV. Right.
So like 6 and 180, 6 and 200.
Yeah.
How high are we going with the
AAV? I'm not good at math. So
6 and 180 is $30 million a year.
Yeah.
6 and 240 would be $40 million.
I think that probably you're looking at 30, 35. You know, I mean, this is complete guess.
6 and 210.
If he's leaving 40 on the table, right? You want something close to that. Now, I'll come back to it though. With Alex Bregman, you have to. If you look at this year for Alex Bregman, you look at the numbers. Just the numbers with a faceless, nameless guy. Yeah. You're like, good player.
Yeah.
Good player.
Yeah.
But
he's better than that. I've admitted, I've bowed down to the Ted. Yeah. Ted Johnson was telling me how great he is at everything. And when you see him on a daily basis and you see him in person and you see little things, he's more than the bat. You know, they like to say the back of the baseball card. He's way more than the back of the baseball.
But here's the problem, Andy. You're right. You're absolutely right. But for an ownership group from another organization to commit long-term at that type of money for Alex Bregman, they're going to have to be convinced of that. And sometimes that's a tough sell in this day and age of baseball decision-making.
Yep.
In other words, like teams will say, if you go by them, I had one executive tell me the other day, is that no team would sign a free agent if you go by the model, right? The model. They keep saying the models. We model this and we model that. No team would sign a free agent because they see none of what Alex Bregman delivers. And by the way, there was at least one, you know, there was people in the Red Sox organization who were like, you know, we don't need Alex Bregman. Of course you need Alex Bregman. Like, I'm wrong about a lot of things, but I can tell you, I was right about that.
Hey, McFarland, first to you, Bradfo, as always. On the subject of opting out, though, isn't Trevor Story eligible for a possible opt-out, and is that another cause for concern that another vested leader and veteran in the clubhouse could maybe opt out and seek a higher deal after the season?
He can opt out. I would be very surprised if he opts out, number one, because I think he really, really likes it here. I mean, this is his place, and it's a little bit different because now you're getting to an age where if you opt out, I don't think he's getting as good a year as he's had. I don't think he's getting the long-term deal with the high AAV that probably he thinks he's going to get. I think his best scenario is staying here. I might be wrong, And it's amazing that we're talking about him potentially opting out, considering what we were left in May. But, yeah, I do think he's going to stick around.
Yeah, it is amazing. But you also have the one name I'll throw out there for these two guys opting out and you what you would offer, do, right? Marcelo Meyer, right?
Isn't yeah, that's
insurance
the,
to both
yeah, absolutely,
positions?
Absolutely. And you see, I was thinking about this the other day about Christian Campbell. Where's Christian Campbell going to play? And
great question.
So Brian Abraham has said he's not really like first base isn't really a thing. He might play there once in a while, but he cited how second base, his defensive metrics last year really measured out well. It's like they were fell in love with him at second base. And obviously that's where he started. Now he has a lot of work to do, but if you play that out, well, okay. All right, Trevor Story, you want to opt out? We got Meyer at short. We got Christian Campbell at second. That's our backup plan.
Bregman at third. As long as they both don't.
Yeah, well, Bregman's the one you can't replace.
Okay. 617-779-7937. Are you getting a little annoyed by these opt-out conversations in the midst of a pennant chase? That is on the table here on WEEI Afternoons. Bradfoe's going to stick around because McFarland loves when he sticks around for a second segment. So that'll be up next. But first, Dan Ball has what's trending.
Jones and Keefe, weekdays 10 to 2.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Here's what's trending now on WEEI. The Red Sox open up a three-game series against the Yankees tonight at Fenway Park. First pitch of Game 1 is set for 7:10. Lucas Giolito will start opposite Luis Gil. Here's your lineup for tonight as Jarren Duran leads off in left, and it's Alex Bregman at third. Trevor Story at short. Nathaniel Lowe is at first with Masataka Yoshida, your DH. Carlos Narvaez, your catcher. David Hamilton at second, Nate Eaton out in right, and Seidon Rafaela is in center, and he is batting ninth. You can listen to tonight's game on WEEI FM 93.7 and across the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's, go shopping, get rewarded. MassMutual pregame show with Christian Arcanis tonight at 6:10, and Will Fleming and Will Middlebrooks have the call of the game. Some notes on tonight's broadcast. Both Pedro Martinez and Joe Castiglione will be stopping by the broadcast booth. Also, in the third inning, it's WEEI's annual booth swap with WFAN presented by Riverspring Health. Dave Sims will pair with Will Middlebrooks and Will Fleming with Susan Waldman a half inning on each station. The Patriots return to the practice field this morning. New England visits the Miami Dolphins on Sunday at 1 o'clock. Miami is currently a 1.5-point favorite. Cornerback Christian Gonzalez and defensive end Keon White are out for Sunday's game, per Mike Vrabel. Offensive tackle Morgan Moses and linebacker Marte Mapu are listed as questionable. Don't miss Ted Johnson and the crew on WEEI's Football Sunday beginning at 10 a.m. Then catch Fitzy and Hart on the Six Rings postgame show at the conclusion of the Patriots game. The Bruins play their first game of the 2025 Prospects Challenge this afternoon against the Pittsburgh Penguins at Harbor Center in Buffalo. And finally, the Revolution host Toronto FC tomorrow night at Gillette. Kickoff is at 7:30. I'm Dan Ball. This is Trending Now on WEEI and WEEI.com. More afternoons live at Fenway Park with Rob Bradford coming up right after this.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
WEEI Afternoons with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens, and Ted Johnson.
He'll come set. His pitch hit hard and deep. Left center field. Way back by the wall. Off the wall. The Red Sox win. Narvaez, a wall ball, and the Red Sox win it. Another classic Red Sox-Yankee ball game on a Friday night at Fenway Park. And they're going crazy in those green uniforms out around second base congratulating Narvaez. 2-1 the final. And mercifully, the Red Sox finally on the right side of one of these one-run decisions.
I love Sean McDonough. He sounded a little old there. They're going crazy in those green uniforms.
Sure, he's the best.
Hey.
Him and Will Fleming together.
Yes.
Are they're simpatico.
Elite. It's you know awesome. What? You know what happened 2 days after that game?
No, but you'll tell.
Wait,
us.
Wait, was that the sedan? That wasn't the sedan. I didn't hear the very beginning. Who hit the
home? Narvaez.
Oh, Narvaez. Sorry.
There's been a lot of them to choose from.
Yeah,
on
I was
Friday
there for
night.
A Friday night green sedan, yep. Rafaela.
And I was there for a Friday night Roman Anthony green.
There you go.
Two things happened after 2 days after that game. Two things happened. Number one, I had dinner with my dad for Father's Day. And number two, why having dinner with my dad for Father's Day? Rafael Devers just hauled off the plane.
Oh yeah. Okay.
Yeah, that was, remember they won like five in a row or and everything. Yeah, everyone's celebrating and then sad trombone, by the way, Rafael Devers has been traded.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, he was taken off the plane.
Off the plane.
Like, can you imagine like other players? I think I heard Jaren Duran talk about it, like how weird it was, like seeing Rafi kind of getting escorted off the plane.
That whole thing was weird. And then I was in Seattle the next
day. And a complete surprise to you? Or
oh, everybody. Yeah. Everybody. I mean everybody, it was one of these things. I think Robert Murray had it, and it was one of these things where even though I think Robert Murray does a good job and has a lot of breaking news stuff, you're still checking, like, is this the real Robert Murray? Is this
right.
Is this just one person saying this? Because it came out of absolute nowhere, and it was just unbelievable. And then, like I said, I went to Seattle, and you walk in that clubhouse, and looking back on it, it was really striking. I know that they downplayed it, whatever, how do you want us to act? But one of 26, you know, there wasn't any sort of like, oh, my goodness, I can't believe Rafael Devers is gone. What are we going to do? We just going to be and they weren't good for a while. They weren't good for that whole week. And then they take off. And then you have the Breslow. Well, I think we can win more games doing it this way than doing it the way we were doing, which everyone mocked him for. But you know what? It's worked out.
You know what? Let's real quick. Just let's check in on this. You know, it's been, a while now that Rafi's been gone. Are they better off without Rafi Devers on the team?
They have been to this point, but here's the problem, Ted, is that what is shaping up is that with these injuries, because one of the things that made this work was Roman Anthony basically being plopped down in the number two or number three spot and saying, you're Rafael Devers. And he was. Like, that was an enormous thing. It gave Roman Anthony playing time. It allowed other guys to find their spots in the team. That was an enormous thing. It wasn't Jordan Hicks. It wasn't Kyle Harrison. It wasn't the money they got. It wasn't any of that. It was these guys finding their spots and not being crowded and putting square pegs in the round hole. So the answer is yes. But the problem is that now you don't have Roman Anthony. Now you have this lineup. And, of course, it's fair to say, boy, it would really be nice to have Rafael Devers. I mean, I think that there's nobody in there would say, hey, bring back Rafael Devers. No, nobody. But I do think that you are going to have somebody step up to replace Devers just like Anthony did.
I don't think it's crazy to say you're a better regular season team and may give yourself a better chance to make the postseason without Devers, and then you'd be a better playoff team with Devers. I'm a big believer in all sports that superstars, stars win in the postseason. And whether you like Devers or not, or whether he's everything a Boston Red Sox is supposed to be, or whatever Sam Kennedy kind of described, you're a better lineup going into a series with that bat. Because he's one swing, he's two swings away from winning you the series.
I would agree with that. And I think that you a lot of times in the regular season, say a guy gets hurt, and the one that jumps to mind for me, and this is going back a little bit, was when Nomar got hurt. Nomar got hurt, and a guy named Mike Lansing took over.
Oh, yeah.
And they went on a tear.
Was Mike that when Lansing, he had the wrist?
Yeah, the wrist? Yeah. Nomar. And so Mike Lansing comes in and like, oh, no problems. Or when Mo Vaughn went to the Angels and Jose Offerman made the All-Star team. Oh, no, you don't need Mo Vaughn.
Right.
You got Jose Offerman. Mm. But, Andy, I'm with you that in the postseason, the stars are the stars. This is you have to have the guys who are the foundation guys. The Dodgers win because, in large part, because they have those top three guys, Ohtani and Freeman and Mookie, and then you find someone else like a Kike Hernandez who goes off. But in order to get through that lineup, and that was the biggest thing, guys, to get through that lineup, a good lineup, you're like, okay, this spot, we get a plan for Rafi Devers. Yeah. And that's the thing that I always wondered. How would they do that? But you know how they did it? Roman Anthony became that guy that you had to plan for.
Yeah, yeah. And Roman Anthony, before he got hurt, was killing it in the leadoff position. And I thought that was kind of an issue, that first spot to start the season. Now he's out. Now they got Jan Duran back in there where he was to start the season. I don't know. It's just
how do you really feel?
I don't feel great about Jan Duran.
I like you personally. It's like that for the radio caller.
It's oh
I like
yeah.
You personally, I respect your opinion, but you can't lead on.
I hear you. But I just worry that I don't know. That's a pressure kind of position for him. So just what are your thoughts on that leadoff spot? And is Jan Duran the guy for it?
Yeah, I think it's a fair thing because Jan Duran can't hit lefties right now. He hasn't hit lefties. I mean, this isn't the dynamic player. He's had a good year, but not the great year that he had. He hasn't been the prototypical leadoff hitter that he was before. And also, he had found a home in that number three spot.
Yeah, exactly.
If you look at the numbers, it was Roman Anthony was thriving at the leadoff spot. Jan Duran was thriving in a number three spot. You don't have a lot of options. When they let off Yoshida, I immediately want to see – okay, who would win in a foot race for slowest leadoff hitter of all time, Kyle Schwarber or Yoshida?
I'll take the guy that hits 50 home runs.
Yeah, I would take anybody against Yoshida. I mean, that's at a foot race. And so I think that was the example that they are really, really trying to find something here. And I still think he's trying to find something. And I think this, what you're seeing now with Duran leading off, it's you don't really have anywhere else to go. I mean, I think that's it. That's what you're gonna have to roll out. But I don't disagree with you, Ted.
So, Bradfo, with the breaking news that Brennan Bernardino is going to have to go on the IL because of a lat strain, what do you think that even more solidifies the roles potentially regular season and especially postseason, should they make it, of Toley and Harrison and Early at this point? And how do you see the trio of triumphant rookies panning out the rest of the way? What's their usage going to be?
Well, first of all, Fitzy, these injuries, they're just reminding me that I used to have an oblique. I used to have a lat. I would love to have a lat straight right now.
So you could pull it?
It just made me feel like I had reminded me that I had a lat.
That was John Crook's famous line, you can't pull fat.
Exactly. Unfortunately, I figured that one out. But it's I don't know if it necessarily fits. He has to do with Bernardino. But I do think that what you're going to have to do, and I know that it's not a lot of time, but still it is a lot of time because a lot of stuff, as you guys find out every week, a lot of stuff can happen over the course of a week, certainly 2 weeks. You have to see where you land. So in other words, is Peyton Toley all of a sudden getting over his secondary pitch and being a guy that can consistently get out at least for a couple innings? Is he that guy? Is Kyle Harrison going to look like he did the last time out? Sure. Is Conley Early, is this lightning in the bottle, or is he going to do what Toley did and take a step back? Fitzy, we don't know yet. It is bizarre every time we look at postseason rosters to say, okay, I can't believe that this guy actually made the postseason because he was so bad on September 12th, whatever year that was, and then went on a run in that postseason and sometimes made himself a crap load of money. I'll just speak to my co-author who did exactly that. Joe Kelly was bad in September. He was going to be left off the postseason roster. And you can ask Cora about this. But Cora pounded the table for him, said he throws 100. That plays in the playoffs. Next thing you know, he goes on the run. He strikes out the side in Dodger Stadium in that last game, and he's writing books. So that is the type of stuff that can happen, and we sometimes forget that.
So heading into this season-defining series, whatever you want to call this, Red Sox, Yankees, with everything on the line, 3.5 games back of Toronto, essentially 3.5 games up on Texas, right? Mm-hmm. Where are you and how this could all play out? I thought there was no shot in hell they could ever fall out of the postseason. I've now opened the door that there's a little shot in hell.
Give them a road poll.
I don't love that they could fall. Where do you feel confidence level-wise with what this team's going to do over 15 games?
I think that it for me, it comes down to home field advantage for the Yankees. I still think they're going to play the Yankees. I still think that that's where they're going to land. I know that Seattle's gone on a run, but they're not going to win 15 in a row. I mean, they're the streakiest team ever. Maybe they go on an epic run at the end and they become the hot team. I don't know. Maybe one of these other teams do. But it's a point well taken, Andy, because you have no room for error. People are coming into this saying, oh, you got it all locked up. You have very little room for error with a team that potentially has a lot of issues that could surface. We've seen that. We've seen them go on losing streaks. So it comes back to what I said, Ted, the most important part of this team. I don't think there's any question about it. Okay, what if you lose tonight? You got to have Crochet be the stopper. You got to have Bayo be the stopper. That's how you avoid not making the playoffs, flat out stop and start.
You know, you mentioned home field. Is it more important for the Red Sox or the Yankees to have home field?
Oh, I think both, but the Red Sox, the way that they've been, obviously the Red Sox played well at Yankee Stadium, but you can't ignore what the Red Sox have been at home. And I will say this, is that it's being at both places in the postseason, there's not a lot of places in baseball where the crowd actually – it tries to actually enact their will on what's going on in the field. I'm trying to explain this the best I can. In other words, I went to Texas and Arizona for the World Series. They just wanted to get the decibel meter up.
Right.
That's it. You go to Philadelphia, I walk through the stands, the standing room only was four deep, and the fourth row of people were living and dying on every pitch. That's how I feel it was here in 2021. At Yankee Stadium, that last game in 2018 for the Yankees against the Red Sox when Eduardo Nunez makes the play to Steve Pierce, the players admit they were crapping their pants. I mean, you feel like it is on top. I don't know if there's a football equivalent to this.
I love this. You know what? This is such a cool observation. I think you're absolutely right. I think you can feel the difference that the fans literally want
the best
their fandom to impact the game.
And there's a lot of, you know, they think, like a lot of these baseball crowds, they think that this is like not allowing the quarterback to make the calls at that line of scrimmage. Mm-hmm. That's not how baseball works, right? And actually, I was talking to Zach Gallen, who obviously pitched for the Arizona. He was talking about Philadelphia, that crowd's incredible. But he did say it is so loud that it almost becomes white noise at some point. Mm-hmm. But that's Zach Gallen. He can handle that. Mm-hmm. I can tell you, look at Gerrit Cole. Remember, warming up in this bullpen is out of the chute is not an easy task. Mm-hmm. People are on top of you. They're taunting you and all of that. And that's what this crowd can do. That's what the Yankees crowd can do. And so I think wherever it's played, that's why it's so important.
So to put a bow on this big sports weekend, I'm not going to forget that little pot shot you took at Drake May earlier in your appearance here.
I got my thoughts.
Who are we going to feel better about come Monday, the Patriots or the Red Sox?
I think the Red Sox.
Okay, so you're feeling good.
Yeah, I'm not
the Red Sox.
About the Patriots.
Yeah, about the Red Sox, but I wasn't sure how he felt about the Red Sox either.
No, I think that they could, because of the way the pitching's lined up, and also because I think that they have stepped up every time we say, oh, well, this and they have room for error and everything else, they've stepped up a lot this year, especially since Devers left. So I think the Red Sox, and that isn't a slight on the Patriots. Actually, it is a slight on the Patriots.
You hate Drake May.
Give me 2 seconds on this.
Okay, 2 seconds on why you hate Drake May.
No, I don't hate Drake May. He seems like a very nice young man. But I don't get, like, people – yes, he has potential, but you got to score at some point. And I know that you're doing the Rashid Caldwell wide receiver court thing all over again, right? But at some point, you have to score. The whole idea is score. I've seen young quarterbacks who score. So
you're really fixated on this whole scoring thing.
Well, it's a big part of winning and
you
losing.
You play to win the game. No, but to me, it's just simple. Like, I'm kind of exhausted by saying how awesome Drake May is. And sure, he might be awesome ultimately, but you're the second year in, and you got to put the ball in the end zone. Anyway, there you
wise
go.
Words from baseballers and boring.
So powerful, but so simple.
So simple. Yeah, get effective. Score points, and you might win the ball game. Drake May. All right, Brad Foe, you want to yell it one more time?
Oh, McFarland!
Thank you, Brad Foe, for stopping by. Red Sox Yankees tonight. Giolito on the mound for the Red Sox. We'll continue to talk about that because Some of us believe this is a season-altering series for the Boston Red Sox. You need to win the series, as Alex Cora says. Win two games or we could be in trouble. We'll talk about that next here on WEEI Afternoons.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, more of WEEI Afternoons.
With Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens, and Ted Johnson.
Who's the best team in the American League?
I think the Yankees have solved the bullpen issues. Devin Williams has thrown much better. I just look at that postseason. Everyone, you don't need that much depth in starting rotation. If you have two, you're in good shape. If you have three, it's even better.
The Boston Red Sox, the mojo is great. I like where this team is right now. Nathaniel Lowe is a great addition at first base.
Okay, not
you
my
got
stats.
The best back stats. End. Whitlock to Chapman's been red hot. I'm all in. I'm like,
Boston Red Sox, are they the best team in baseball?
Wow.
That seems strong.
The American League, at least.
Have they ever looked like they're the best team?
Also, I would say the vibes he referenced or whatever he said in there might be a little dated. Those vibes were better when Roman Anthony was part of the mix. Those vibes a couple weeks ago were a little bit better. But WEEI Afternoons at Fenway Park in our Ford Clubhouse Fenway Studio brought to you by your New England Ford dealers and the Ford Summer Sales Event. Hurry in to get great deals now, including on F-Series official truck of the Red Sox.
You know, it's you bring up Roman Anthony, and I forgot
buzz
he was injured.
Yeah, it's a buzz
and then
kill.
You bring it up, and I go, oh, yeah, he's injured.
And I meant to ask Brad Poe, and too bad he left, and we can't possibly ask him. Have we removed him from the future of the Red Sox this year?
The only reason I haven't is because of, did you hear? You know, Cora shoots his shot. You know, he says things to players that I think either if it works, you know, whatever he said to him was going to turn him into this great player, and he's going to be known for getting into that kid's head. But if it doesn't work, you know, you'll never hear about it. But the point is, Alex told Roman Anthony, be ready for the ALCS.
Yeah. Envision that
first at bat.
Something like
go.
That. Yes. Envision that first at bat. So, Fitzy, here's the snarky question.
Uh-huh.
Who plays first, Christian Gonzalez or Roman Anthony? And
that's a good
it's
one.
Snarky, should've but it might
that
actually.
For the, what? If, that should have been the poll
Roman
question
Anthony,
today.
We're in
getting,
trouble.
Getting kind of close. But, Fitzy, have you – because when Cora gave the 4 to 6 week window for us, everybody did the, wild cards 4, ALCS 6. Yep. But I also wonder, he's a smart guy. They're a smart team. Did they do sort of the biggest window? Could he have said, well, it might be 2 to 5 weeks, but instead he goes 4 to 6. That way, that's, you know, what is it, under-promise, over-deliver kind of thing?
I think that's probably what he did.
So
I can't imagine him making that kind of mistake.
Right, so give you the worst-case scenario. So, Fitzy,
you
are Mr. Optimistic. You don't want us to get cynical around here at all. So are you expecting to watch Roman Anthony play again this year?
Yes.
Yeah.
I have faith. 21 years old. I know the one part that was most disconcerting, though, don't forget, last interview with Alex Cora, I believe we squeezed him in Tuesday at 5:30 because Wednesday was a travel day with an early game in Sacktown. he said, no, he's still pretty sore. It wasn't like, hey, we're making progress or like good first week. It was, it almost sounded like 10 days in, he was still where he was when the injury was diagnosed, which was a little disconcerting. But
and Ted, I would like to go with the 21-year-old thing, but how old is Christian Gonzalez? 22?
Yeah.
You know, and he's taken forever for this little hamstring. Because I do think, in general, younger athletes recover faster.
Yes.
Like, that's just the way the human body works.
They do. They do. But it was a serious, you know, in your ab, you need that muscle for everything. I mean, to take poops, to cough, to sneeze, to
hit a baseball,
to
field. I thought we were talking baseball there.
It's a very right sensitive, there. So you have to make sure. And, you know, I'm not feeling optimistic about it. I'm not. I just feel like that thing to me feels like a season's over kind of thing.
And the other aspect to it, because I've always heard this over the years, various athletes, when they deal with their first significant injury and miss multiple weeks, a month, there's a first time to learn your own body and what I can get through, especially a muscle injury. Like, he might have, your guy, Bregman, had the exact same thigh injury. So he had something to go off of, how his body recovered from it, what the path was. So he had a, Roman Anthony's dealing with this sort of for the first time and learning his body and the injury. And as you said, the last thing you want to do is make it a worse injury.
And why am I so mad that, you know how he got injured? It was like swinging at a ball that was so far out of
ugly.
The strike zone.
Ugly.
And that's what he wasn't doing. He wasn't chasing anything.
Yeah, it is.
That's how he got hurt, man.
And then when you marry it up with how excited everyone was with what he is and he's becoming and what you're going to see and what he meant to the team. And as they said, the vibes and everything.
Brutal.
It was a gut punch, but the season is not over by any means. Everything is ahead of them. You win this series against the Yankees, you win the series against the Blue Jays, you're going to be sitting pretty. Mm-hmm. Then all of a sudden you got Crochet and company going to the postseason. There's a lot to play for, but this is season defining. The one thing you can't go out and do is have a really bad series against the Yankees. You got to be competitive. You got to look like you belong in this matchup on a Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. We'll see. We'll find out as that gets off tonight with Giolito on the mound at Fenway Park, where we are in our Ford Clubhouse Fenway studio. Up next here on WEEI Afternoons, it's time for The Drive. We've had an action-packed show. We talked to Josh McDaniels. He took a little pot shot at me. We talked to Mike Giardi. We've talked Red Sox. Vrabel. We didn't even get to Vrabel. Vrabel had some interesting comments, kind of making excuses for his appearance on the Greg Hill Show on Monday early in the show. We'll get to that next in The Drive here on WEEI Afternoons.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.